Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Dodson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler scores. Hinzo moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dodson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tabler moves to third. One out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler, who is chasing the ball. Greenwell reaches third base with a triple. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dodson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler strikes out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burks moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Hall reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to third. Williams moves to second. Tom Bolton now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Clark scores. Williams moves to third. Allenson moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hinzo hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Williams scores. Allenson moves to third. Butler moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allenson scores. Butler scores. Franco moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Carter steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Carter scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Hall moves to second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dodson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Dodson reaches second base with a double. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dodson scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hinzo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Hinzo reaches second base with a double. Allenson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dodson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dodson hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allenson hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dodson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolton covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinzo moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jay Bell now playing shortstop. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sambito now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Corey Snyder pinch hits for Dave Clark. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sambito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Corey Snyder now playing right field. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Dodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dodson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dodson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Hinzo moves to second. It's 12-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Carter reaches second base with a double. Hinzo scores. Bell moves to third. It's 13-2, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Carter scores. It's 15-2, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Steve Crawford now pitching. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Gordon now pitching. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 4 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.